Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
So moving on to the end is near. This is when the world is going to end, because every week scientists discover a lot of things. And allegedly we find out 20 years later, the nigga lied to us about said things.
All the time.
This is when I tell you, I don't care what people tell you, never take their first word. The first word scientists tell you. Because they're fucking lying, bro. So let's get on down to the bigthink.com. Surprise, the Big Bang isn't the beginning of the universe anymore. This is the article from Brandon as well.
I did not read this because I don't believe in none of that shit.
We used to think the Big Bang meant the universe began from a singularity nearly 100 years ago. That don't make sense, nigga. If it's 100 years ago, nearly over 100 years ago.
No, we're not sure. It can't be 100 years ago.
Yeah, they said 100 years because I copied and pasted the whole article. So, like I said, nobody did their due diligence when they read this shit.
Hey, bro, is it me or there just being more errors and like more news clippings on the internet now? They don't even check they spelling no more. Them niggas got rid of L7 and everybody else just got lazy.
So however long, then a Big Bang Theory is not the Big Bang Theory. So when science finds out it's wrong, so a million years niggas assumed this was right. Nigga were dying in the street because of Big Bang Theory over this. We came from apes, niggas, the Big Bang Theory. I'm just saying, any kind of what's how the universe was built.
Does that mean we never have to watch the Big Bang Theory again?
I mean that was no cause and effect. I just didn't watch it at all.
I didn't hurt my ass with those shenanigans. But when that you realize the older we get, the more and more we finding out this shit that they told us was good for us is not.
Look at the food pyramid, nigga. That shit done changed 3 times.
And them nigga told you they don't want you taking aspirin no more because it's bad for your heart. You saying take a baby aspirin, nigga? Yeah. We need that. Don't need a real one. What are we doing here, man? So if it ain't the Big Bang Theory, so you've been lying to me for 75 years. So you've been lying to me for 30-something years of my life. You have niggas teaching this. Motherfucker went to school to study the Big Bang Theory, and now you theorize it may not be as correct as you thought.
I was just about to say that. A nigga paid a tuition to get taught some bullshit. Think about it.
But then again, it's just one study. That's one person. So you ain't got to believe him because the Big Bang Theory is what everybody else believe. But do you think you're getting cheated now, Brandon?
Well, no, man. I mean, like, science in itself is imperfect. You know, there's always new data that's going to come out and might, you know.
I'm with that 100%. So you have to always say, nigga, this ain't 100%. But every time you talk something, it is 100%, nigga. You will fight a nigga in a duel about the earth being flat, and you'll tell a nigga it is not flat.
Yeah, that's why it's called a theory and not the Big Bang fact, you know?
Damn, nigga, you going hard with the Big Bang Theory. You like that show?
No. The show sucks. The theory is cool. The show sucks. Yeah.
Like I said, these niggas up here making up shit and nobody checking behind their mouth. Besides this one nigga who checked behind their mouth, I don't think that's right. I have a fact right here. We'll kill you, nigga. You gonna ruin us forever.
Yeah, no. But yeah, theory cool, show not cool.
Oh man, that show's awful. Move on to thedrive.com. This is when I have another problem when the end is seriously near. And if you hate that, if you hate the fact that we talked about the Big Bang Theory or talked about how it started, we do not apologize. Moving
right
on.
In. Complain.
If you have a problem with me, Jermaine, Dusty, Brandon, Christian, whoever else on the show, we are now going to send out our robot. We will be sending out our robot dogs with assault rifles mounted on their backs.
Dude, this rules.
This don't rule, nigga. That gonna be the new guard dog in public. You drop some gum. You had 2 seconds to pick it up. And that nigga blow you from aisle 6 to aisle 90.
I mean, tighten up.
Oh, that's it, nigga.
It'd probably stop people from throwing fucking their 10-piece chicken wings out in the fucking parking lot and shit, you know?
If they put a guard dog with a mounted rifle on the back in the hood of Walmart, that motherfucker kill everybody.
Yeah.
The employees, management, everybody's in here stealing.
I bet you put the fucking shopping cart back where it belongs, you fucking savage.
Yeah, I understand that shit. My favorite when I see a nigga just roll the shit up the curb and walk off, and it just fell on the ground. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
Or they just leave it in the parking space. That's a good one, too. Yeah.
No, I've seen black people just roll that shit down the hill. Man, fuck that car. Literally. And you be like this. I need that guard dog with that rifle on the back.
Yep.
Niggas are in Walmart shitting bricks.
Bark, bark. Go and get that fucking cart.
Oh, my favorite thing, Black Friday, be tight one at a time.
Right, just roving packs up and down the line, keeping everybody straight. Yeah,
you can't do it. They're gonna have some crazy ass dog shooting people.
I was about to say, until one of them malfunctions, blow somebody's head off. Yeah
nigga, in the middle of the mall, to Walmart. They gonna be so calm, and they gonna be like, "Ooh, I get to break this nigga now." Nah.
But dude, just imagine if you're fucking, you know, some foreign enemy, and you're chilling in your camp, you know, fucking,
robot dog,
right, whittling wood or whatever you're doing, and fucking that motherfucker comes crashing out of the brush with a 50 cal strapped to its back, just fucking laying waste to shit, you know.
I don't understand, man. People, why we fight, nigga? We can share the resources. It ain't going nowhere.
You know why we're fighting?
Living in America.
We got robot dogs with fucking rocket launchers strapped to their backs. Yeah.
But shout out to the first man or woman who gonna get blown away by this robot dog with a rifle mounted on his back in another country.
We're on some Hank Scorpio shit out this bitch.
Like, can you imagine, nigga, y'all just drinking tea? We're gonna give up today, and the robot dog coming there and fuck you up.
I wish the robot dogs would announce,
"Put your shoes on, son. Get ready."
Play that shit louder. Moving on, let's get on down to live science again. I have no idea what's going on, but a Maryland woman catches a rare tropical bacteria disease from her fish tank.
Bitch, you got to clean those fish tanks. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I can't even say what this disease is. Melodosia. I don't know what the fuck that is, my man.
Melodrama. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to keep exotic pets and shit, you better be on your exotic pet cleaning fucking game. Because next thing you know, you got a flesh-eating virus wondering what the fuck happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
From your tropical fish. And I'm like, nigga, who was? Never mind. Dear people, quit buying animals that you don't know nothing about. Ooh, I bought this new razorback Wolverine. I hear they're amazing to have.
Yeah, until you fucking die, like that one guy from those Komodo dragons that they ended up eating them. Yeah. Komodo dragons. This motherfucker's keeping Komodo dragons in an apartment. It wasn't even like he had like 100 acres out in the fucking wilderness somewhere. Had him in an apartment. You know, they're like venomous as all hell, you know.
Not just bite it. He's fine.
Yeah. Like I said, man, you know, if you're keeping them exotic pets, you better tighten up. You got that story about the exotic pet later on that had a mishap?
Which one? I don't have. You can tell it now. I don't remember.
I wanted to get this in fucking You Done Fucked Your Money Up or Any Good, but like over in China somewhere, this wife or girlfriend was tired that her old man was playing video games all the time or something like that.
Oh, I did have this story, but go ahead.
So she took his rare exotic fish. This fish was worth $300 $1,000 and deep fried that bitch. Man, and then, you know, I'm sure he wanted to be on some tiger shit, because if she, you know, if you just deep fried $300,000, bitch, we got a problem. Because,
well, you finna get that gal uppercut from Street Fighter,
right? Because I'm playing 2B video games. You just deep fried $300,000. Not only was it my pet, you know, but that I love dearly. But it was all, you know, like, it'd be one thing if fucking, you know, my girlfriend killed our dog. But if my dog is worth $300,000 and she was just sitting there eating it, man, we'd have a problem. This guy was just like, oh, it's fun. I'll just buy another one. I'm like, you fucking simp. What are you doing? Yeah.
No, first of all, nigga, he has too much money. This nigga, if my wife, side girlfriend, or whatever I'm having in the future, cook my favorite pet, knowing it's a fish worth $300,000. I'm gonna black out.
Right.
I'm gonna be like this. When I come back in here, you better have another fish in there. I'll be back. And I'm gonna leave the house and come back in 4 minutes. Where's that fish?
Right. I'm finna go out here and smoke a cigarette. I'm going to go down to the bar, have a couple of drinks, and when I come back, there better be a $300,000 fish in this fucking tank. You better, you know, I hope that you just deep fried some tilapia and my fish is hidden away somewhere in the house and you're pulling a prank.
And then she served it to the nigga, too. I'd have been like, hold up, bitch. Whoa. That ain't my $300,000 fish. Yeah, I'm sick of you playing video games.
Yeah, like I said, it would have been on and popping. Yeah,
I think it's time for you to leave.
Oh yeah, you definitely gotta get the fuck up on out of this house for sure, at the very least. Yeah,
and I'm going straight for that Gucci purse and whatever else I bought you, pouring bleach on that shit and putting it in and throwing it out the window.
No, I'm gonna have to sell all of it to get another fish.
You gotta break her heart. Is she gonna cook your favorite fish?
Yeah, deep fried that fish. Yeah, they're considered lucky. So not only that, now fucking there's a black cloud hanging over my house because your goofy ass doesn't like me playing video games. Yeah, all right, get out of here.
Moving on to white folk, black folk, crazy news as I sip my coffee in distress. Because black folks, y'all had a bad week, boy. Real goddamn bad week. White folks that went, they've been going hard since Trump. And they still going hard every day. But when I see my black brothers and sisters out here acting up,
I love it.
Y'all niggas and these shenanigans are getting out of hand. Brandon?
White terror strikes again.
I'm going to have to make me a black terror button too, you know, for just such an occasion.
As we ride down that elevator of terror, let's get on down to Inside the Magic. So several people are injured at an escalator turned into a real tower of terror when guests visit a Walt Disney World. Bruh, I was shit, man. I'm sorry, I can't read this whole thing. Can you imagine going down the escalator? That motherfucker just started throwing people off left and right and going up and down.
Dude, it was like throwing people on top of people. Them motherfuckers were getting fucking grated like ground beef, you know, at the bottom of the escalator. You know, my biggest worry was, you know, better not have the fucking shoelaces untied. You're going to get your fucking leg ripped off by the escalator. Yeah. You know? Oh, I'd have been wigging.
I'm sorry, I can't read that story. I was shit my pants. Like, if I were to see a motherfucker's shoe getting caught in there, his foot going in there, I'll pass the fuck out. I can't save him.
Yeah, like, I guess something broke in the escalator, and it was just, like, moving at ludicrous speed, and people were falling on top of each other and couldn't get up, and it was, you know. It was just like a dog pile of people. And then the motherfuckers on the bottom were catching that work when that escalator just kept on going and fucking grating them like fucking Parmesan, you know?
And goddamn, you know what that manager said? I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Oh, yeah. He definitely.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
Because he's about to catch them papers.
Yeah. Hey, they told the mechanic, I thought you fixed that.
Yeah, fucking nobody died, but I think a couple of people were seriously injured.
Nigga, ain't nothing by the escalator, goddamn. It's safe. The motherfucker hard is they hard. And if you fall on one or get far, I fell going up an escalator trying to be cool. Fuck my knees up. So moving on, let's get on down to Yahoo News. Let's get on down to some goddamn European terror, boy. I have no idea what's really going on now, but this is from Yahoo News, right? A UK lawmaker is stabbed to death while holding a meeting with his constituents. Bro, you asked the question like this nigga got stabbed to death. They just said people were looking shocked and amazed. If a man is continuously stabbed, and they, bro, I'm going to tell you, if me, Jermaine, and Brandon, and the whole Tokyo Black, if we at a bar and we see a nigga get stabbed, bro, we going out the back door. And if it's Brandon get stabbed, we got to do something. But I don't know that nigga. It's time to ride my nigga, lead the equipment. We'll get it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely minding my business. I ain't see shit. Yeah. But man, how shitty of a job were you doing where somebody stabbed you to death? Yeah. People,
man. Alexander Smith and I can't even say this other dude's name and Matthew Mulligan.
That, bruh, politics ain't that serious, man. Just stab somebody to death over it. Just ain't. Yeah. Just vote him out. Vote him out. You ain't got to fucking take him out. Just vote him out.
Man, y'all white folk begin, you know, people begin too obsessed with this shit, man. It's just life, bro. It is what it is.
But, yeah, like, all of a sudden, like, politics has become almost like sports, you know, where it's your team against their team, and that ain't how it's supposed to work, you know.
Can you imagine being sitting in a movie theater and they just start getting stabbed in the chest like scream?
I mean, I couldn't imagine being at, like, you know, Chili's and walking in and there's the governor and somebody just, you know, gets up and starts stabbing him, you know.
What is your security doing? Taking a siesta,
yeah,
nigga?
No shit, dude. Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. I thought MI6 was supposed to be badass. Where was James Bond on that one, you know?
Where they got the labor pool. They got the, we got our security from a temp agency. They was recommended. Let me tell you something, my nigga. If a man want to stab you to death, if you in politics, you need good security. I'm talking about some hard pipe hit niggas. Like Brandon said, some 007 motherfucker, a Kingsman. Right. Somebody who gonna get the job done.
Right. Where were these people at that these guys got so close to stab you? I can see, like, if you get assassinated, you know, if you get shot from a book depository, that's hard to... Yeah, you can't be everywhere, but stabbing should be pretty easy to prevent. Yeah.
Y'all did not in Europe, they can't get guns.
Well, hell, I mean, you still got to be within arm's length unless the motherfucker was Manute Bol or something. Like, yeah. That guy should have been able to easily get between him and the fucking politician and not get him stabbed to death, you know.
Man, if I'm a politician, I'm going to have chain mail up under my suit. They're going to be looking like Jolly Green Giant. Why is he so bulky? Can't kill him.
Tyree, you stabbed my dad. Hey, he should have been looking at her like that.
Moving on to somebody who should have been looking at this person. This is Christian's favorite story for the week. This is from Yahoo.com. A Waffle House waitress pulls gun over food complaint in Atlanta.
Dude, the Waffle House is popping off here in fucking Atlanta the past couple weeks. Yeah, apparently the person, I guess it was a dude, ordered scrambled eggs with cheese. They didn't bring him the eggs. Then when they did bring him the eggs, they weren't scrambled with cheese. So he had to fucking, like, he said he wouldn't. Well, his version of the story is he wasn't irate or anything. He just wanted his goddamn scrambled eggs with cheese nub in there. Yeah. Just bring me what the fuck I ordered. Yeah.
Nah, you ain't gonna say that to that waitress, though.
Well, hell, usually Waffle House waitresses are on their game. Usually the hooks and cooks are on their game. I ain't never went into Waffle House and had a problem not getting my food. Now, if you get that all-star breakfast, they will fuck around and forget to give you your waffle from time to time. But
not mine.
Yeah. Other than that.
And then she looked at that nigga and said, "You want your brain scrambled with cheese?"
Keep fucking around. Well, her version of events is like he became irate and then followed her outside when she went to go smoke on her smoke break and fucking kept badgering her. And then she still never mentioned nothing about a gun, you know. And I'm guessing everybody else minded their business because it didn't sound like they had any other people coming forward to corroborate.
These hash browns good as hell. I ain't looking at this.
All right, yeah.
Word. Hey, baby, bring me my chick.
Yeah, dude, I saw a motherfucker get his mail at the Waffle House. Real talk. Bring my check. Yeah, can I get this to go?
Don't even worry about that shit. It goes you $25, baby. Have a good day. Leave that shit in there. We ain't got time to box that up.
I want to take his limp ass bacon to go.
Yeah, this stuff that shit in your mouth. Take the glass too, baby. Hold a plate. God gonna bless you. Moving on to somebody God need to bless. I'm like Brandon one about this story. This is WSBTV.com. I can read better when I'm not drinking. Man arrested at Atlanta airport for having more than a dozen guns in his luggage. And like Brandon said, what did you forget, my man? Like, nigga, you finna go to war like John Wick. You forgot you had a goddamn suitcase filled with 12 guns?
Well, I think he was French, and he was trying to get him over into France. And like, I read a little bit of the story, and it sounded like he may have had someone on the inside, like a Delta employee or something, helping him out. But you know, luckily, those stooges at the TSA, they were like, they looked at his bag and thought something didn't look right. And I'm like, well, no shit. When you X-ray it, and it's full of a dozen fucking guns. You know, at least those fucking chumps got that one right. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's amazing. But yeah, a dozen guns. I mean, I guess with a dozen guns, you could really, really be a boss in France, because I think they have like a no gun law too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. But the point of the matter is, like, nigga, how strong was you, nigga? One gun is heavy, but a dozen in your suitcase. Nigga, you dragging that shit along and that shit started popping out. Don't worry, that's just popcorn in there. I've been shot in the leg. That ain't my bag.
Yeah, I don't know. The plan was convoluted, to say the least, unless the fucking your homeboy was the one scanning your bag. Like, I don't know. I don't know how he planned on getting through security, you know.
I never get that shit, man. I'm gonna sneak through here with my knife. Honey, what you gonna do about the X-ray? What are those? You go ahead, homeboy. I'm gonna catch up with you later.
Be like a fish called Wanda, where you throw it around the fucking metal detector and catch it on the other side.
It's like, I don't know when the last time a nigga felt he needed to have his pistol on the plane. That's the most unsafest place to have a pistol.
Well, yeah, word. One of those things go off and you puncture that fucking fuselage and you're going to have a bad time, bro.
Real bad time, my nigga. And goddamn Homelander ain't going to save you.
No, he didn't even save those people. Yeah.
They fucked up. Let's get on down to newsbreak.com again. A man mistakenly shoots and kills random woman because he thought it was his ex-girlfriend. R.I.P. to this woman. This nigga was 29 years old. He shot this 46-year-old woman.
Dude, how do you get yourself in a relationship where you gotta shoot your ex-old lady? Like, I can't even begin to imagine fighting with my significant other enough that I've gotta be fucking strapped to the teeth for when they come back. Yeah.
Right.
Like, bruh, what did you do? Yeah.
How fucked up is your vision when you mistakenly shoot a wrong woman because you assume she was your... That sound like a hitman who don't fuck up his story.
I don't know. He was probably fucking like, oh God, this crazy bitch is gonna kill me, and he's got the gun. She's about to fucking come knock on his door asking if, you know, He's accepting Jesus Christ as his personal savior. Clack, clack, clack. Wow, pow. Oh, shit. Yeah. I was scared to death.
And he was at some kind of resort.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's not adding up.
Not right. He was at a Bally's and fucking him and his old lady were fighting. She came back and you were so mad or scared for your life. You were about to kill this bitch. Like, again, I really want to know what the fuck they were fighting about. You know?
They probably, I don't know. Some shit going to come out later about that one.
Yeah.
But RIP to this lady. Move on down to NBC News. I'm going to tell you something. What's the greatest place in the world, Brandon?
Living in America.
Which did you always stay when shit going wrong in other worlds?
Living in America.
So U.S. religion groups say 17 missionaries kidnapped in Haiti. Mm. You know you don't get kidnapped at?
Living in America.
You don't know you get kidnapped by Haitians at?
Living in America.
Dude, yeah, man, these goddamn goofy-ass missionaries, man, like, the original point of missionaries was to, like, preach the word of God, but, like, who has not heard of Jesus in this day and age? You know what I'm saying? At least tangentially through, you know, film, books, you know, fucking cartoons, whatever, you know. Stay your ass at home, man. Like, go to church and fucking relax, yeah.
And they said they took four. How many kids was it with them?
They don't say, they just say children in my report, but they took children and these motherfuckers from Ohio. Let me tell you something, man. We all love Jesus. But, you know, where's the only place you won't get kidnapped by Haitians?
Living in America.
Man, I'm sure there's a couple other places you won't get kidnapped by Haitians, but you know where you will get kidnapped by Haitians? When you go to Haiti. You know what I'm saying? You're not minding your business.
Hey, you look like you're an outsider, like you don't belong.
Yeah. You're from Ohio down in Haiti. You know, like, bruh, fucking stop butting your nose where it doesn't belong, you know? I really don't get the point of missionaries anymore. Yeah.
Man, stop setting up your cattle for failure. Let me read the last line I got from this thing. There is a special prayer alert. The 1 minute message said, pray that the gang members will come to repent.
Man, them gang members ain't coming to repent nothing.
Let me tell you something, man. The last place you ever want to get kidnapped is a place where a lot of black people at. Deadly black people. Haitian people don't play no games, Jack.
Right. The only thing they're going to be sorry about is that you only had 10 fingers they could cut off for the ransom. Yeah.
And they know you're in a missionary. And you know what missionary people got?
Money.
Money.
Because they're tax exempt.
I'm with Brandon, bro. Quit sending your people the other countries to teach the word of Jesus. Because you know what? We don't know how many of these people actually get killed. And what the church do? Woo! Write them off the books.
Oh, yeah. They're probably like, man, we didn't send them over there. They did that on their own. You know, like, this ain't got nothing to do with us.
Nigga, you just got kidnapped by Haitians. And they did and they're doing a special prayer alert. Prayer alert. That don't sound like Chuck Norris and nigga, somebody coming to save me. Need prayers, nigga. I need the U.S. military, nigga. I need them niggas they got hidden underneath the base who be tearing people to shreds.
Yeah, but no, you ain't going to get those because you wouldn't even be in that position if you was minding your business.
Yeah, and I need the extraordinary gentleman, nigga, all of them.
Yeah, goddamn. It was like those fucking assholes that fucking, what was that one dude went down there to the damn tribe down in the Amazon or something, got hit with a fucking spear in the fucking throat, you know, like, get out of there.
And they couldn't get his body back. Come on, man, the parents want the body. It's a wrap, Jack, and the birds are eating him right now.
Yeah, they got his skull somewhere in the center of town, you know, like, mind your business.
Tighten up, people.
Yeah. Everybody's heard of Jesus by now, man. And if they haven't, then they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up.
Moving on to white terror once again. Let's get on down to Fox News. Got a little Fox News. South Carolina elementary school teacher arrested after student picks marijuana edible from her reward box. Cops, this year's report, and she is no longer employed with the school district. First of all, these are white people. These are white privileges. She is no longer employed. Bitch, she deserves to be in jail. First of all, I want my teachers to be 97 years old like they were back in the day. Your teachers should no longer be 21, 27. You're still a kid, man. You ain't even figured out life yet.
Well, I think the excuse was is that edibles look or packaged just like regular fucking things. So I don't know if they mistakenly bought these, but you'd have to go into a fucking head shop and get them and shit. Yeah, no, that doesn't work out at all. She just got high, grabbed the wrong things. And then when that kid fucking picked that up, she's like, oh, no, grab something else. And he grabbed something else. And it was fucking had marijuana in it, you know.
If it was in her reward box, niggas have been getting it. She probably like, this shit them niggas up for 6 hours. I ain't never seen her. Just take half of it, Jimmy.
It's blowing their mind. They're over there on some. How are they all fucking unmasking these people on Scooby-Doo? It doesn't make sense. Yeah, you know, like, how is he running
a theme park? They talking about all the parents was mad. Say, Brandon, sorry about that.
No, I wouldn't say anything. I mean, yeah, if I was a parent, I'd probably be mad too if my kid was getting blazed. I mean, maybe if it was like a high school student, but it sounded like these kids were in like elementary school or middle school or something. Yeah.
She wasn't a bad looking white lady. I'd have been like that. She kept you quiet for 10 hours? How? With this special candy. Let me get that.
I'd be like, I smell it. Let me inhale it.
And the people always tell, we don't want our kids getting high. You forget the motherfucker used to use marijuana and cocaine when the nigga had got sick. Maybe all the kids was hooked on cocaine back in the old day.
Well, I mean, definitely when it was in like Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
so you going to jail, Jack. But if you ever got a goodie box and you want us in a reward box to Tokyo Black, we can give you our email and you can mail it to one of our houses.
We don't want
none of that funny candy. We want some of that funny candy. Moving on down to DailyDot.com. Here's another young white lady working her job, doing her due diligence, doing TikTok videos and, you know, Planet Fitness fired her ass. This young lady, she was fired for joking about letting people walk into the gym without checking on her TikTok. And she's like, oh, I guess I got to find a new job. And first of all, if she was doing that, nigga, there's a camera watching her. You fired her because you wanted to fire her. There's 1,000 cameras in Planet Fitness, bro. 8,000.
Well, who the fuck is why are you snitching on yourself on TikTok? Even if you didn't, like, even if you're completely innocent of it, you know, why would you go on TikTok where anybody can see it and be like, ha ha, I'm not doing the job they're paying me to do, and then expect your boss to not fire you? You know what I'm saying? Bruh,
ain't nobody seen that. You know how that shit went down. I always go down that way. Hey, baby, you want to go on a date? Ugh, old man. Bitch, I seen your TikTok.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure she was probably fucking friends with her manager, too, and fucking they saw it or something. But, like, why? Well, I just do not understand this epidemic of snitching on yourself. We just talked about this last episode, but fucking for God's sakes, man, stop snitching on yourself. That is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Seen the video, bro. Hey, you can tell that. You can tell that shit was slow because she wasn't doing her job. Them nigga, it ain't a time. It ain't a day in the world, a nigga at Planet Fitness not doing his job. Because it ain't nothing but about four of the motherfuckers in there, and they need to keep that shit tip top shape. And it's another nigga watching the camera. Somebody else fired her for another reason. They used that company as an excuse.
Yeah, I mean, probably. But why are you going to give them any ammo? You know, stop.
Yeah, she's young. She don't give a fuck about that. She's just like, ha! I'll get another job.
Stop snitching on yourself, man. I mean, it's just good practice. I mean, yeah, you're working at Planet Fitness. It wasn't like you were fucking, you know, ER doctor or something, but goddamn, man, just get in the habit of not snitching on yourself. I hope this is a life lesson for you and others can use it as an example. Stop snitching on
my yourself. Man. Yahoo just did a story on her. That bitch just got another, and she's pretty. She just got another 1 million followers. And her paycheck has just begun. So moving on to niggas who paycheck no longer begun, because guess what? Uncle Sam had to come in there and take that little bit, take that. So let's get on down to insider.com. A couple flying to Las Vegas didn't realize their chihuahua was hitting in the suitcase until the airline said it was too heavy. And Uncle Sam didn't take that, but you know, the airline had to take that.
Dude, how did you pack your fucking dog? I mean, I guess if it's a chihuahua, it's super small. You know, you turned around, motherfucker snuggled into your clothes. I guess, but
That sounds like bullshit to me.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to forget when you put your dog. That's probably, isn't that the last thing you check on before you leave the house?
It should be, if you're right. A responsible pet owner. But, yeah, if my dog wasn't at the door to see me off when I went to the airport, I would be like, where the fuck is my dog at, you know?
And if it's in your suitcase, a dog can't sit in the suitcase without breathing for a long time.
Right. Was the airport right down the street? You know, like, you didn't hear
And they were flying to Las Vegas. Mm. I hope they was in California, my nigga.
You didn't hear that dog in there raising hell in your bag. Yeah, like, I don't know. Nothing about this makes sense. You're right.
Like I said, man, you wouldn't have had that problem on Delta. Goddamn Southwest. You can't be riding Spirit and trying to hide your dog.
Right. Did they not want to pay the fee? Yeah. Motherfucker got up there with that thin ass air. Yeah.
And passed out. He always passed out. He wakes up as soon as we get off the plane.
And that goddamn chihuahua had been frozen as hell. They fucking shake like a fucking leaf in regular temperature. He got up there 30,000 feet. That thing had been an icicle.
That motherfucker, weep. Moving on to a nightmare. Sorry about that. NewYorkPost.com, and then we get a wrapping on up. So, please, people, check behind niggas' math when they give you beauty products. So, a nightmare beauty treatment causes mummification to woman's face.
Dude, she took some fucking shade tree fucking surgery. Yeah, some kind of experimental surgery in Russia because her old man casually said, "Man, you're looking old." Man, women, let me tell you something. Yeah, if your old man, if your dude is just like, damn bitch, you looking tired, just break up with him. Go find some other dude who appreciates your beauty for what it is. Stop getting these back alley fucking procedures. Man, this bitch went, got this procedure done. They injected her with a bunch of fucking silicone, like gel, some kind of gel substance and like some, I don't know, botulism or something. And she went home, and I think within a few hours, she said her face meat just started falling off of her skull and, like, shriveling up and shit. Man, she looks terrible. She looked fine to me, you know, like, fine as in okay and fine as in, you know, damn, that bitch didn't look too bad, you know. And now she looks like a ghoul. All because your dumbass husband made some kind of flipping ass comment about you looking a little old. God, you know, stop getting these back alley fucking ass injections where they're fucking filling you up like a fucking tire. You know, just damn, man, people stop.
Yeah, I have to agree with my colleague. Yeah, I gotta stop fucking your faces up. You know, man, Michael Jackson hadn't taught y'all anything.
Right. Just age gracefully, man. You are going to get old. It is just a fact of fucking life. Stop trying to be fuckable in your 50s, like Bill Burr said. Just stop, you know. You're old.
You always fuckable, just still look young. Somebody gonna always be there.
Yeah, true that. I mean, hell, you know. But, man, just stop. dude, especially with these, you know, untested procedures. If somebody's like, hey, we got a groundbreaking new, no, not on my fucking face. You know?
This is my half-ass money maker.
Right. Maybe on my foot, you know, where if you fucking turn it into a club, I can at least put a shoe on it or something. There ain't no shoe for your face. Yeah.
Right.
I gotta be walking around here looking like Cobra Commander. Yeah. Get out of here.
Moving on to another motherfucker who needed Cobra Commander, because she ain't getting out of jail no time soon. So news break again. A off-duty female officer charged with murder for shooting woman she found with her partner. So by saying with her partner and didn't say husband. So she shot both women. Why she was off-duty, they thought she probably went to work and she came home. Please, people. Don't sleep, you know, don't cheat where you lay. Because this one lady's up in the upper room right now, my man.
Dude, like, I understand getting cheated on sucks. It really does. But you're going to kill, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to fuck your shit up because, I mean, I could see if you went over there and choked them both to sleep, you know, not to death, just until their eyes rolled back in their head a little bit, you know, but y'all got to stop, you know.
Bruh, she shot a 24-year-old woman in the chest, possibly more than one time. That should be pretty easy to figure out. And her girlfriend was 23 years old, and she was in a romantic relationship with the officer. First of all, it wasn't too romantic if she's already cheating. I don't understand. Everybody's selfish. As I told you before, and I said 1,975 times, you own nothing in this world. The only thing you own in this world is your soul. That's the only thing you get to take with you. Everything else is in between. Your husband, your wife, your children. You can't trust no goddamn body. The only thing you get to take is your soul, not even your body. Like Brandon said, what's the point of all that plastic surgery? When you die, that shit just melt off your skin anyway.
And here's another tidbit of advice. Stop fucking cheating. If you ain't happy with your significant other, just break up with them and go fucking fuck the person you're about to cheat with. You know, like,
I say become swingers, but you know, y'all don't think, y'all don't like to think outside the box.
Or do what I did. Y'all just tell them you're gay and then, you know, go out that way.
Oh, hell no. Nah, that shit don't roll no more, Jack. This ain't the 90s. That's cool.
I just don't feel like I like women anymore. I'm sorry.
Dude.
And then you're going, dude, bang us friend.
Dude, just be honest and be like, look, bitch. Yeah.
That get you killed quicker. Bitch, you pull out AK. Yeah, but what? You leaving me?
It's been real, but like,
yeah. All you gotta say is, baby, I just got lonely. I need a little new. We all, you know, let's all get along. Can we all get along? Moving on to somebody who wanted to get along, please. This is Black Terror at his best, and this. I don't understand something. When your babysitter come with her hair looking crazy, 9 times out of 10, this young lady or this man is crazy. But a Rhode Island babysitter called the police saying she found boy who was 2 years old wandering near the highway. But the cops discovered she was at a party at the toddler's house and got tired of watching him.
Oh, shit. I did not hear that story.
Oh, yeah. It was a great story. I was like, what? You called the police?
Bruh, on your seen this nigga in the street while she was in her Uber going back to the house. Slow down, my nigga. Slow down. That nigga look familiar.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Keep on going.
Hell, no. That can't be a little Jimmy. I ain't with it. Keep driving past this nigga. That's safe.
They're like fucking Ferris Bueller's Day Off and shit. They're trying to fucking, yeah, ride past the house, get back there before his parents get back and shit. Like, you're fucking sitting over there drinking fucking St. Ides and smoking a blunt and you're just like, fuck this kid. Yeah.
I mean, that St. Ides That St. Ives do it to you.
You're on some. You
forget what your job was drinking St. Ives.
You know, I'm
trying to get it because she it kicking off a fanatic multi-state search for the little boy's parents. In a row, see, she tried to get rid of the 2-year-old because she got tired of watching him after a night of partying at his mother's house. Officers say,
"I'm like, yeah, what are we doing here?
Oh, that bitch look crazy. Hey, I won't let her watch my dead dog.
Nah, that bitch look like Squidward out of water with a big ass head. Look at her, it's terrifying,
dude. And I mean, you gotta fucking." I guess the parents didn't do their due diligence. How did they know this person? Were they a Craigslist ad or is like this? It must have.
She said
or,
she was partying. And so, oh, she partied all the night before he had to babysit.
I mean, dude, I've done.
Don't ask me, bro.
I've done a lot of partying, but I ain't ever left a kid on the side of the road that it was supposed to be in my care, you know? Like, dude. Tighten up.
Like I say, bro, what's my new keyword? Do your DD before you start fucking with these people. I always check behind a nigga mouth, bro. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, if you come to me and you look crazy, I am going to assume that you are crazy. Very. If your hair look crazy and your eyes look crazy, you're crazy. It is what it is, though. Fair enough. If you look normal and don't look crazy, I fuck with you. But you can tell when niggas looking real crazy. You like, man, I know we can't talk to him. You're like, you go to a Braves game and you sit next to a man. You can tell the nigga who going to be talking all the time. You can tell the nigga who crazy.
Dude, speaking of crazy, man, I walked in and I immediately thought of y'all and started busting out laughing. We were going to the Braves game and I stopped. You know, we stopped so we could get some coffee. And I walk in and like, as soon as I walk in the door, here's a black dude with a like fluorescent green ski mask on, talking to himself all crazy, had this crazy ass fucking gait to his walk and shit. Just he was just crazy as all outdoors. And when I saw that ski mask, the only thing I could think was, this place is about to get robbed because that's the only reason you wear a ski mask, because we've been over this on the show multiple times, you know.
And I hope you minded your business, but knowing you as a white man, I really want that coffee.
Yeah, well, no, I did. I went in there and got my coffee, and then that dude. So I come back out, and Megan was like, oh, my God, I'm glad you're here. Because apparently he walked out and started yelling at her, what are you doing around here, white woman? Was he was like riding off on his bike or something. She was like, I thought that motherfucker was going to kill me.
And it's so different when it's black terror against white terror. Black folk don't even pay that shit no attention. Man, get the fuck away from me, nigga. White folk, oh my God.
I thought he was gonna kill my ancestors,
dude.
Anything
you had to see this dude. That, I mean, it was like a day glow fucking green ski mask, and he had like his hoodie hood pulled up over it and shit. He looked like that motherfucker from Fat Albert. It was it was the damnedest thing I've ever seen. And like I said,
I was like, keep the car running, Megan. I really want that coffee. You know, I'm gonna get you one too.
Yeah, I broke rule number one. White folk all got to finish their shit to the end. If you saw this crazy ass nigga outside anywhere, don't get no coffee from now, them.
You know, he was in the store. So when I went in,
y'all would have turned around like, oh hell no, crazy ass nigga. Slam the door now. This ain't no revolving door, nigga. It is now.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't scared of him, but, you know, making like, yeah, he came and started yelling at me.
You better be. Yeah. They carry machetes and shit.
You would have came back to the car. Huh, what happened to Megan?
Dude, I ain't going to lie. I did walk in and, like, turn the corner, and there he was right in my face with that bright fucking construction worker yellow fucking ski mask on, and I did have to do, like, a double take. I was like that dude in that blinking eye meme. I had to, what the fuck, you know? That motherfucker came by mumbling and shit, walking all crazy. It was hilarious.
Speak up, goddammit. I can't hear you.
Yeah. Moving on to the last two stories, and we'll goddamn wrap this up. A man in Europe was armed with a bow and arrow and killed five people. They said people were just watching in awe. This nigga is shooting people with a bow and arrow. We should have ran him over by now.
He has failed that city.
In Norway. So this is the first time the police had to carry guns in a long time in Norway. Cause they think he was a Muslim guy. He was on the terrorist watch list. And I just asked the question, who's watching the watchers? Cause everybody seemed to be on the watch list, but these niggas sure hell be getting away with some hellified crimes.
I'm with Jamar. I'm like, nigga, what? Like, this nigga, y'all should have been checking his mail every day. Nigga, he ain't even getting no pieces of a weapon. That's a bow and arrow. You know how long it takes for this? Ain't Daryl Dixon. It take a nigga a long time to stream back a goddamn bow and arrow.
Yeah, he probably had one of them high power when they shoot seven rounds.
Somebody got to get stuck. Everybody charge him.
This motherfucker's on some Oliver Queen shit, huh?
I don't know what the fuck he's on, but I'm just like, my man, if the nigga's on the terrorist watch list, I got a new rule for everybody. If you on the terror watch list, maybe they should arrest you just for GP for about 6 months to see how everything turn out.
Shit, they always watch a nigga until he do something. Talking about he was on a terror watch list. Like Jamar said, y'all wasn't watching them then.
Who are watching the watchers? Because apparently they are slipping on their job. And it ain't COVID either, nigga. Y'all stay doing it.
Yeah, and I don't blame him for being able to kill five people because everybody was standing around watching in awe. Because if I saw this motherfucker pull out a bow, I'd have been like, the fuck is this guy doing? Just stringing it up.
Yeah.
Crazy ass motherfucker. What the fuck?
Holy I'd have already been gone. I'd have said, let's hit the corner. He's trying to kill people. And I just kept on walking. White folk been standing, oh my God, he shot her. I ain't waiting for that shit, my nigga. If you came with me, you better be walking with me very fast. Like if a werewolf come and start attacking, nigga, walk or play dead. That's all we can do right now. You better walk fast, nigga. Don't be standing there looking at those folk get ravished. You're not about that type of shit, my man. We're just going to leave.
Yeah, but bow and arrow, that's cute.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap it on up. I'm sick of TikTok. You niggas are doing the lug nug challenge, and I'm going to bust your goddamn head over to the white meat if somebody pulled the lug nug challenge on me. They're taking lug nug. If you take the lug nuts off a man's car or a woman's car, you know what they're going to happen to them? Death.
Yeah, you're going to jail, Jack. And speaking of TikTok, what about those people that were slapping them teachers as part of fucking, you know, slap your teacher fucking October or whatever the challenge is?
You got a felony on you, my man.
I don't get it. A nigga got an assault charge. Boy, nigga, you know how hard it is to get a felony off your record, nigga? You finna just go slap a teacher?
Yeah, there was a couple of middle schoolers and like a high schooler or something that did it. Man. Dude,
they'd be mad if I was a judge.
Dude, I think every teacher should be trained in fucking Taekwondo or Krav Maga or whatever the hell it is that Israelis use. So the next time some kid gets smart, they just break their fucking arm, you know? And then
they should put out a taser, especially in high school. That nigga say something wrong, hit him 20 minutes. He'd be crying for his mama.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying quick fucking strike, arm break. The teacher gets to write on his cast, fucking tighten up. Nobody else gets to write anything on it. That way, every day he looks at it, you know, he can be reminded of the jackass that he was. Fucking man.
Them nigga be thinking about that slap when they turn 60 years old. What happened? They got fucked up. Yes. If I was the judge, boy, I'd put him in the jail. Just fuck that scared straight shit, nigga. He's going to be scared all the way straight.
I mean, I can't say too much. My fucking grandfather did hit a teacher in the face with an ink bottle, but it was different times, you know.
Yeah, it was safe. It was safer back then.
And yeah. I bet you that teacher wore his ass off for 6 weeks straight. He had to stand up in class.
I'm sure.
You sitting down today? No.
I'm sure my great grandfather, from what I understand, put plenty of hands on him. Yeah. It wasn't like he's soft ass parents. I'm sure the fucking parents of the kid that slapped that teacher probably put him in timeout for 10 minutes and yeah, that was it.
Well, I'd be mad as hell at me. I KO'd some kids.
I would have busted that nigga lip and been going to jail tomorrow the next day. Who busted your lip?
Dude.
My father. Did you just slap a teacher on the butt? I did.
My dad would have wore me slap out. You know what I'm saying? There, I would have got my ass handed to me. And I'd have been on restriction forever, like real restriction. Bouncing a tennis ball off the wall restriction. Yeah.
You want to hear some crazy? Let's wrap this last story up from Yahoo. This is Black Terror. I'm gonna end it on this note. I was laughing at this shit earlier because it just tickled me to death. Wendy's manager tosses hot oil on drive-thru customer in Tennessee. Just hear me out right now. A Wendy drive-thru patron who complained his order was cold was treated with a side of scalding oil. Compliments of the restaurant manager. Who was a red bro? He told him his food was cold, and the manager threw hot oil on a nigga. I am finna beat you until you are a new color, nigga. If I buy food, I'm like, Brandon, it's not supposed to be cold. And my nigga, you are not gonna sit here and throw hot oil on me. Can you imagine if a nigga throw hot oil on you? It ain't gonna take you 5 minutes to realize this nigga just gave me 12 degree burn.
I was about to say, if I get disfigured over some fucking a 4-piece and a fry, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking, you know, I'm going to lose my shit. If I got to get skin grafts because you fucked up my fucking chalupa. Yeah. Man, I'm coming back for revenge. Believe that.
I would have drove my goddamn car through that window. Nigga, fuck you think this is, nigga, all the way up to the counter. Bitch ass nigga, you see me now, nigga? I look like Clayface, nigga. I'm finna fuck something up in here.
We're definitely gonna have to move some furniture, because, man.
Oh, I'm driving straight. Hey, nigga, you better not be in line waiting on nothing, because I'm going through that motherfucker, and I'm gonna just tell him I was in a state of shock. And I couldn't believe that how Grease made me do that.
Yeah, I feel you. I got infused with fucking McDonald's Happy Meal particles, and it made me go fucking ape shit.
Well, I'm finna yum shot this motherfucking place, nigga. I'm gonna shut this shit completely down, nigga.
Man, like I said, I would be pissed. Especially if it was happening like a Popeye's. Because my food was probably cold and wrong. You know? Right. And I got hot grease.
You know that most people that work at fast food joints are like niggas who've been in jail. I'm like, do you have your nose that shit now? These niggas shooting, pulling pistols out on niggas, throwing hot grease on them like, nigga, you going to jail, Jack, for Wendy's, nigga. They ain't getting you out of jail. Ain't no more scholarships. Fuck all that bullshit you think you about to get. Fully prosecuted, my nigga. I'm serious. Like, y'all niggas finna go to jail for Wendy's?
Right, Ronald McDonald's Playhouse is going to be very different than fucking behind bars, you know.
Yeah, I don't even get with these niggas. Like, hey, bro, just steal their money and get out of there, nigga. Don't fuck up your life. Get that nigga some free food. This ain't even your money.
And, like, you're going to throw hot grease on me because you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the audacity of that is what really sets the whole thing off. You fucked up and gave me cold food that I've paid legal tender for. I say that you have fucked up and given me cold food and I get the hot grease. Like, if you fuck up my food, shouldn't I be throwing the hot grease? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't even make sense.
I'm telling you, bro. Some nigga would have been Some nigga would have been walking on the ceiling when I got done driving through that motherfucker. I'm telling you, nigga, y'all, yes, nigga, we finna reverse this flow to the ceiling.
That shake machine would have been working that day.
Hell yeah, nigga, gonna be shake everywhere. Where the manager office at? Where he at? Nigga, you just throw through the whole store. I ain't done.
Hey. What you mean, your food cold? I got something for you that's warm.
Here, whip it up with this splash. Like, I get hit with hot grease because you fucked up your job. That is, you know, like, this is the world we are living in. Jamar is right. There's no accountability. It ain't like, oh, my bad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let me get you a new thing. Hot grease in the face. Go fuck yourself. That's it. Yeah. Like I said, the balls it takes to throw hot grease in my face because you fucked up is
nigga probably TikTok and motherfucking Instagram fame. Look at that hot grease I just threw on a nigga. You got 30 years of hot grease on. Like, nigga, what? I'm telling you, bro. Some nigga got to walk on the ceiling. You gonna throw something on me, boy. I'm telling you, when I get through running through that motherfucker, you gonna be in the air. Tennis shoes gonna be lost.
Now I'm out here looking like fucking Mel Gibson and Man with a Half a Face or whatever that movie was. Yeah.
You're going to look like Clayface, nigga. But you ain't doing no transformation. You're going to look like that forever.
Be out here looking like Two-Face. Yeah.
Like, how do I look, ladies? Mm-hmm. Halloween, huh?
just keep looking to the left. Yeah.
Man, I'm like, bro, come on, bro. Nigga, this nigga meal probably about $10, and you got, bro.
Right, and you got hot grease. Now you're going to smell like French fries for the rest of your life. Yeah.
You ain't going to want them. Man, whatever.
Nigga, wish you would have did the lug nut challenge instead.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to catch the hot grease challenge. Yeah.
Bro, I bet not care one of y'all niggas taking my lug nuts off. Hey, bro, I have trouble taking my lug nuts off because niggas done put them on with them motherfucking them air compressors. If I catch one of you niggas taking my lug nuts off, I'm telling you, bro, you going to wish you stay home that night.
The best part of that lug nut story was, like, most of it was substantiated fucking rumors and shit, the story said. I was like, well, why even write this article? Yeah.
Them nigga enticing niggas to do it now.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
Nigga, how'd you end up in the upper room? Trying to take somebody lug nuts on. They thought I was still in their car. Yeah. Got shot in the back, huh? Got your head blowed open. Nigga looking like one of the Resident Evil plants. Trying to take a nigga lug nuts off their car.
And nigga, you know what's funny? You know why that challenge wouldn't work? The most kids don't know how to goddamn change a tire. Bingo. So that ain't real anyway. So yeah, that's fake news.
Bro, you know how many young people I see stand out over their hands in their pocket because they got a flat tire? I be laughing at them niggas. I say, yeah, AAA ain't going to beat us to a couple of hours, Jack.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's all I got. I appreciate you, Hillbillies, coming off of 156. It wasn't the greatest episode ever because I wasn't on my A-game. Shit, nigga, you going to listen back to this shit. It's going to be hilarious. Always remember, I like to sing about the Muna and the Tuna. And the spooky season is upon us, and I hope you guys have a great Halloween. We got a few more shows coming up with something special. You know, Angelina Jolie going to join us next week. That nigga Brandon looked up like, for real? Tune in for more. I'm going to pass the buck to the amazing author, Chris Terry.
Hey, y'all. It's been a long time since y'all heard from me. 10 Lives, 7 Lives on sale now. No Lives Left on the way. Earth's final chapter with me and Julian Fernandez is coming out pretty soon. Be on the lookout for that. And I'd like to pass it to my main man, Jermaine.
Well, I appreciate everybody coming out for 156. We had an excellent show. I apologize. I kind of got caught in the fade and got caught in Twilight Zone and, left and came back.
The Sandman caught me, Mom. The Sandman caught me.
My nigga, I'm telling you, boy, the Grease Man caught me because I was, like, gone. But I tell you, just like that, Brandon gonna hit y'all with the spill. We always looking for new talent. I got some new things coming up, so hopefully I can convince these niggas to let's roll with it. And don't forget, Brandon, give them the business.
What's up? It's your boy B-Rock, the white liaison. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at Tokyo Black Hour, and you can follow us on Twitter at Tokyo Black Pod. We'd like to give a big shout out to our overseas listeners. The UK is still, checking in strong. Our Russian homies have come roaring back, and we got a new listener in Panama. So we would like to thank all of y'all for listening. Please write in. You can write in to the TokyoBlackHour@gmail.com. Come on, man. We'd love to hear from you. Did somebody else get stabbed in your neighborhood? Fucking write in. Let us know.
Please, let us know all your good news.
Yeah, somebody getting hot grease thrown on them. Fucking write in. You got a world star moment? Send it to us. We'd love to talk about it. While you're doing that, go to the TKB Panda shop and get you some apparel. We got shirts, fucking hats, I don't know, all kinds of shit. Whatever you want, buy some stuff. Yeah. Help us.
Please
fund this.
Buy some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. We got product that we want to sell to you. So buy some stuff. Don't forget to check out Dusty and Adam Fair at everysaturdaymorning.fun, where they review every Saturday morning cartoon lineup from now until the beginning of time. Also, check out Dusty and his wonderful wife, Stephanie, as they review season 13, I think, of Married at First Sight. It's way more fun than you think it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Common Ride With Me guys at the Common Ride With Me podcast. And, I don't know. I think that's it, man.
And always remember, if you a British bakery and somebody snitched on you for having illegal U.S. sprinkles, if that makes you sick to your stomach, come to where we have those U.S. sprinkles.
Throw hot grease in their face.
Please do. Leave us out with something good, Brandon.
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
With that hot cake batter.
Get this hot canola oil, nigga. It's healthy.
And we are burning you faces. We are burning your faces today and tomorrow. We are out.
Peace. Peace.